For more than 500 years, Poland was home to the largest Jewish community in the world. Around the 16th century, the country was known to be the most tolerant in Europe, sheltering persecuted and expelled Jewish communities from Spain, Germany, Austria and Hungary. During the Second World War, some 6 million Poles died, half of them Polish Jews, during the Holocaust. Sidney Sadowski, a World War II historian at the American Western Oregon University, says how following the Holocaust, Moscow installed a Soviet-backed communist regime in Poland, which in turn changed the Polish-Jewish landscape.
Well, the Holocaust itself was the beginning. I think the communist regime, which came in after that, did more to damage the communities and the relations within Poland more than anything else. So then you have 50 years of foreign control and indoctrination and ideology that changed within Poland, but also outside of Poland. Being raised in America, Poland was an Eastern Bloc country. They were all communist, and so that damaged more than anything else.
Under Soviet communism, which was the dominant ideology at the time in Poland, the Soviets didn't want to emphasize that the Holocaust had been a specifically Jewish phenomena. That in fact, according to them, it was a fascist occupation run by a country which was fundamentally imperialistic that had annexed Polish territory. Professor Jonathan Weber, a former member of the International Council of the Auschwitz Museum and vice chairman of the Institute for Polish-Jewish Studies, explains.
So Auschwitz, for example, was presented as a place of fascist crime in which Jews were mentioned, but only out of one of 20 different nationalities. But of course, we know that more than 90% of the victims of Auschwitz were in fact Jewish. But this was not stated explicitly.
When communism fell in 1989, it was clear that there had been a huge Jewish victimhood in Auschwitz that had not been properly acknowledged by the communist authorities. What had happened in Auschwitz was a simple example of what had gone right across the country under communism. Again, Professor Weber.
There was no more memorials to the deported Jews anywhere. You'd expect in an ordinary democratic society and go to a main square and have a monument in memory of the Jews who used to live in this town and been living there for centuries, etc. But there isn't, except there's monuments towards the Soviet liberators.
With the fall of communism some 28 years ago, a revival of the Jewish community has taken place in cities like Krakow. The city's Jewish quarter, Kazimierz, hosts every year Europe's largest Jewish festival. Sidney Sadowski shares her experience of having lived in Kazimierz for a number of years.
We see on the streets all the time Hasidic Jews just walking around. I've never seen any confrontations. And on Friday night, their lights are on and they're all up having their Shabbat. It's just part of what we see in Krakow.
Sidney believes that the people of Krakow like having the Jewish aspect integrated back into the city. She shares her thoughts on life in Kazimierz.
It's a part of Poland's soul. It's a part of Krakow's soul. If you think about the food and about, is a bagel Jewish? Is it Polish? You know, are potato pancakes Jewish? Are they Polish? You know, we just don't know because they've integrated, they've mixed for so long. But I think here in Krakow, there's an integration happening. The Jewish soul of Poland is returning. It's an integral part of Poland. It has been for centuries. And without the Jewish community, it's not fully Polish. And there may be people who strongly disagree with me, but as somebody who lives in Krakow and has seen the cultural activity and the integration happening, it just feels right. It feels that the growing Jewish population is an asset, and it's not even an asset, it's just the way it should be.
Following the neglect of the communist era, Kazimierz, as well as other Jewish quarters in Poland, have experienced an inspirational turnaround in recent years, a way for Poland's Jewish community to heal from its Nazi and communist tragedy. Philip Warwick for RFI, Krakow.